to another exciting edition of Behind Spacecast. I'm your host, Jeffrey Jackson, alongside with my the other host of the podcast,
Aaron Salazar. What's going on?
And this is just a welcome message. This is actually what you're going to hear right before you hear our Christmas special. And the reason we're making this, it's after the Christmas special right now. So
it's 1 week this is like time travel, basically.
Yeah, this is definitely going to get confusing. But This is after Christmas that we're recording this. But we're about to play a whole series of crazy... I don't know. Why don't you describe
misadventures, I would call them.
Why don't you sum up what we're about to listen to?
All right, so about a week ago, you had a show in San Diego. And we had we pretty much had a plan to do an after party at my place and record a podcast at the same time. Kind of kill two birds with one stone, have some friends over, have some good times. Kind of a mix it up kind of thing for the last episode of the season. So we did that. Very fun. But everybody was very...
drunk.
Sloppy. So you can tell right now the way my voice sounds, how Jeff's voice sounds, it's going to be different when you start listening to the Christmas special.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people on there, so you're going to hear a lot of talking over each other, and hopefully it's going to be audible. I mean,
I think so.
Because there's some good stuff in there, but if you can't listen to it, we're sorry that we're bringing you our last episode of the season with that, but it's like we've always said about this podcast, it's for us.
It's a window into our lives.
It's a time capsule, yeah. And so, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode.
For sure.
Anyway.
And so yeah, new season. We're gonna try to season this thing out proper, like a TV show or something.
And
like
the quality from there on will be much better.
Yeah,
we're learning lessons.
Yeah, we're gonna have new stuff going on with the season. New stuff than what we were doing before. It's gonna be the same thing in principle, but you know, new bells and whistles kind of thing.
Yeah, Aaron and I have new roads to travel and new places to go. And new sunsets to walk into.
More people to offend.
Yes, lots more celebrities and others to offend.
Yeah, we got some new... I got some new stories, some new stuff to talk about. You know, new celebrity stories like we try to fit in when we can.
And we're going to come back after this whole Christmas special and have a little bit of a talk at the very end of this. So, here it is, our crazy, messed up... I don't know. What would you call it?
Time capsule of drunkenness.
Time capsule of drunkenness.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Hey, shut off.
Cat. Yeah, he was definitely in there.
You're in the recording.
Space music.com.
I think we just screwed up the intro.
No, it was perfect.
It was perfect for our condition. Really.
It was perfect. He said it wasn't perfect.
Yeah. I didn't say it wasn't perfect.
I didn't say it was perfect.
The official podcast of BehindSpaceMusic.com. I'm your host, Jeffrey Jackson, and my co-host,
Aaron Salazar. What's up?
We got a special episode today because we just got done with the Divided by Design show and we're here chilling at the humongous after party.
It's like,
oh yeah, woo!
It's
woo!
Whoever's left after a Tuesday night of drinking and
all the boring people.
So should we introduce everybody?
Yeah, let's go counterclockwise.
All right,
go clockwise, ahead. You know, either way.
You want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, do it.
Not really.
You first.
First up, we've got past guests and
you know him, you love him.
Intern of mine, Joshua Bowserman.
Hello.
And we've got an old friend on the podcast that's never been on the podcast. Actually, none of these other people here have ever been on the podcast. So, but first off, old friend Sean, you want to say what up, dude?
What up? I'm still a little intrigued by this extremely loud intro that you guys have devised for each podcast. But hello.
It gets leveled in post.
We fall into the groove.
No, I mean, I get the appeal of it. I'm just intrigued.
I think you enjoyed it.
I did. Absolutely. I mean, I participated.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed participating.
Still got the adrenaline pumping from it, probably.
Maybe a little bit. But it might be all that adrenaline from the show earlier. You never know. You guys are just that good.
I think you're hogging the podcast.
I think we should move along now.
Yeah. All right. Stop hogging the podcast.
You just taking me along. I don't know what you're doing over here.
He wants to be a star.
Next, the lady.
I don't get an introduction. Everybody else gets an introduction.
You know, go do it.
Your introduction.
I thought you were introducing us.
You've been behind the scenes of many behind space podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh. We've heard you laughing in that other room.
You're the invisible hand.
I'm Christina.
Christina. And last but not least.
And then I'm Matt.
Matt,
that's
what otherwise known as
Brutus.
Brute or Brutus or Brutal. Anything else? Roids?
Applause.
Alright.
Yeah.
And that's our show for you guys.
Thanks.
Hope you guys have a merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah, dude. Happy New Year.
But we just got back from the show. Aaron's already. How many beers in?
I'm 5 beers and 3 shots.
So he's filled the quota before the podcast, which means usually we get to the point of where the podcast is flying off the rails. At this point, it's already off the rails.
Yeah, the bar has been raised.
So there'll be some maybe editing.
Last podcast was all liquor, and all the podcast before that was all beer.
What's that, Rude?
Okay.
Does that mean we're shotgunning beers or something?
Dude, you drink as much as you want. You want to do a shotgun?
Yeah,
all right, hold
on. You get him set up.
All of us, though?
Keep on keeping
not
us.
Not all. Anybody else want to shotgun?
No, I think that's on you guys right there.
I'm set up. But
I'm
now,
driving.
All right, I'm down.
Now America knows that you got to do it for America.
All right.
Somebody's got to be responsible.
Give me 1 second.
Actually, no, we've got a Japanese listener, so Aaron as well.
Yeah, dude.
That was a good one.
Konnichiwa.
I give it an 8.0 on the Richter
Aaron
scale.
Aaron said we had a Japanese listener, right?
Yeah, they, what was it? They
Is
listened,
it
but they listened. They liked it.
They listened. Nice.
Do they like it on Facebook?
Does that mean anything?
Well, that's what like means.
That doesn't mean shit.
That's what like means. That's become the definition of like Facebook.
Yeah, would that mean everybody you poke on Facebook matters? Did you really poke them? No.
Who the fuck pokes people?
I've heard stories.
Please. Only if I'm standing on a cliff, you know. Stupid ass joke.
Well, you know, we are on a cliff.
Are you guys shotgunning a
beer? That's one thing that we should cover.
God damn it.
We are at
please don't poke me
Aaron Salazar's place again.
Yeah, dude, we're in Ocean Beach and
beach
whatnot.
House.
Ocean Beach.
We are in
on a cliff.
The beach house.
On
yeah.
A cliff.
Behind space.
We are
beach
in ice shot of the ocean. Yeah,
I'm
suck it,
messy.
East Coast.
All right, so you guys gonna shotgun beers on right here live on the air?
Yeah, I think we're gonna.
I don't
do
want,
I have to?
Want
we get
to get messy.
Let's do a one. Let's do a fucking in syncopation.
Dude, how about a fucking beer bong?
I don't got that.
That'd be
awesome. That's this is all I. This is the facilities that I have.
Brutus has high standards.
Right, want me to get liquor? We can just take a shot.
Things are not up to par here.
What? Let me get
shot
another
and then shotgun.
Do both.
Yep.
Fuck you. Fuck
oh,
y'all.
I'm trying to.
Can we just get the show on
the road?
This show is
off the rails.
This is on the rails.
It's probably on the road at this point, but it should not be.
How about
there.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it at the same time, or do you want to do one? Then I do one. You know, for community's sake.
Dude,
Dude, this show is unlistenable at this point.
This is perfect. This is gold.
Jeff, this is a throwback. This is a throwback to season one where everything had no structure.
You don't have
Well, that's what happens. You want to get Survivor? Six people in a room.
Yeah, this is more people than I think we've ever had on the podcast.
There were supposed to be more.
Fuck it, whatever.
They all just left.
There was a larger party here.
It's harder for us.
We're not going to give them any props because they didn't stick around for the podcast.
No props. They all dicked out right before.
Yep, they get no plugs.
Uh-oh, it's going. It's starting.
I heard pop.
In and out.
Where's yours, Aaron?
I don't have anything to do with it. I mean, I can't really.
Yeah, it's cherry. All right.
Open? There's an unopened.
So Brutus's can has been popped. His cherry has been popped.
My cherry has been popped.
You doing the color commentary?
Anybody do this for me, I'm horrible about this.
And Aaron's trying.
Because all you're getting was the two.
Hey.
And they're in a stalemate.
Aaron's calling for a pinch hitter.
I'm a pinch hitter
on this beer.
I'm a gimp. There's a big fucking difference. Hey, someone know how to puncture this shit for me?
I just did his. Why do you have
to? I have my gimp hand.
Yeah. Well, why don't you explain to the listeners that? Because now you just offended our handicapped Japanese listeners.
I'm a gimp.
How do you know you're Japanese listeners?
It's a guess. God.
Puncture your guess. Let's get this.
Pop it.
Let's get the show on the road here.
Yeah, I
already
said that.
That's what I said. Come on. Josh, can you do it?
Dude,
this
is...
Just go.
Oh, you're not supposed to do it like that. What are you doing?
That's why I asked you, Josh. See my hole, and I haven't spilled anything over here.
And Aaron spills out.
Go.
John.
Apparently, Aaron's never done this before.
Half of his beer is on the floor. Brute wins.
And Brute is done. Aaron's done.
Ugh.
How do you guys feel?
That was a direct hit
into the mic.
That was Mexican food. Mexican food.
I smelt it.
Well, now I don't feel that bad. Because you...
Aaron has spilled beer all over the floor. But
it's a big puddle. It's like a lake.
I spilled more of my soap on these floors. Just put it right here.
It gives the room that nice venue smell.
Ambiance.
Yeah. Somebody want to take a piss in the corner? Yeah, really square it off, you know?
Careful
for what?
Don't piss on the floor. Whatever. All right, let's get to the podcast.
Don't piss on the
floor. Aaron's had way too many beers.
Or just enough.
So
they're enjoying their laughs.
I think we've got a counter. I'm only on one beer, and I'm not much of a drinker.
We had a drink earlier.
I had a rum.
Well, you have another drink.
And
that's what I think.
I think that... What? How many are you in, dude?
I have no idea.
Sean has no idea, so that's...
Jeffrey,
that's
Michael.
In double digits, right?
Yeah, I
that's
no
not
idea.
Double digits. It's like five, there. Maybe. You had like two at the venue and maybe three. Yeah, three since you've been here because you had a Heineken and a Tecate and now Stone.
I did.
All right, let's talk about
on
a show.
On this podcast, we discuss sarcasm and analyze people who don't understand it.
Yeah, it's an infection of society that people don't understand sarcasm. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
#BS.
Anyways, let's talk about a show real quick, because we were all that joined us together.
All right, let's talk about the
how
show.
Did you, well you played the show and you sang the show. How did you feel about the show?
You mean my band Divided by Design?
Exactly.
DividedByDesign.com.
Yeah. Facebook.com. Like them on Facebook.
Wow.
And Twitter.
Plug.
iTunes, Amazon.
Yeah, it's all there.
Mars EP.
Yeah.
It was a good set.
Come on.
We lost somebody.
Right. Anyway, what is going on?
So it was a good set. It was fun. We dressed up in outfits.
Hey, sugar, how you doing?
Which is
yes, I remember that.
Different.
Christmas aprons.
Christmas attire.
Yeah, Christmas aprons. The elves, Santa.
The bassist didn't like that fucking hat.
What's that?
He was headbanging too much.
First song, he's just like...
the drum set had Christmas lights on it. It was very festive.
It was. I actually liked it.
Sound guy looked frustrated when I was plugging
the
thing.
Oh, fucking Josh
really?
Was saying you wanted to draw a fucking fat fucking black dick on the fucking bottom of that fucking elf's fucking...
Yeah. On the...
elf's fucking...
On Brian
on the apron. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally should have put one on there. So, that
next,
was it, dude.
Next.
We played a set. It was fun.
Yeah, how'd you,
who was there for fucking... Oh, that was just me, you, and fucking Jorge earlier. Remember the fucking huge-ass fucking,
stocking? Oh, yeah, the stocking right outside.
Jorge's
right.
Like, dude, I want to fucking
you
jump
see
outside that there. Stocking.
It's a giant stocking outside?
Huge. He's like, I want to hop in there.
So funny. You're
wait,
like,
a, like a, one of the hobos? Like, kind of like one of the crackheads running around?
No,
there's
a huge stocking on
not
house.
A stalker, or a stocking.
Outside,
oh.
Outside of an open house. But it was like, you know,
was
the house was all fenced in and shit, but you saw the huge fucking stocking light right next to the front door.
Huh.
It was fucking funny. He's like, dude, someone fucking videotaped me while I fucking jump into that stocking. Something like that. He's like, are you kidding?
We'll definitely have George on the show fucking later on next season.
Sometime.
At some point.
He had to let his dog out to poop.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
He's got many excuses. We'll give him shit for it when he guests on the show.
Yeah.
Fucking...
PJ fucking alright.
There was a good turnout tonight, and the sound was really nice.
Yeah.
In that place.
I think it was a little loud. I thought it was a little loud.
We've been told we play.
Well, the thing is, compared to the bands that were before and after you, you guys are louder than them, but that's not a bad thing.
The first guy, like, at first, dude, it was just, like, really loud and just, like, hurting my ears. I was like, whoa.
Well, they
don't... I think that
was
just the music.
Yeah, they don't play off a distortion like you guys do, like Divided by Design does. They have more of a vocal-based and drum-based kind of thing. You guys are, you know, rock and roll.
I caught a little bit of the last band, but not any of the first. I missed all the first.
Yeah,
band.
We took off a little bit after that. We weren't feeling it.
Well, don't.
I don't think
don't say who it was because we don't want to.
Well, in all fairness,
we're
I don't remember the name
of the band.
Oh, I remember the name of the band. It was a terrible name.
Oh God!
Wow.
Now,
we're really
now
ripping
them
apart.
Now I
want
to know.
We're losing
mean.
About 4 listeners at least.
Oh God!
That's our whole listener
base. Oh. Sorry, guys.
Well, if we all start listening, then you'll have 6.
Well, but
well, you're not listening
that.
Already. It's fucking horrible.
I am listening. I'm just not caught up yet.
She's a listener because she's
you subscribe but not listen.
We should talk about this.
I'm not
this guy from Japan or something. This random listener that we have.
Yeah, there's
the,
there's a
this guy and be like, what the fuck's up, man? And bring him on the show,
dude,
or something.
I gotta look at, I gotta look at
the, I think that's a great idea, man. I think if that if the Japanese listener, man or woman, would like to
if
you
ever listen
be on the show
again.
We'll even do it Skype.
Fuck yeah.
You can even do
FaceTime
a shotgun beer.
Yeah, we'll shotgun a beer.
Yeah. Over webcam, it'd be great.
I think we've got a new program director. Brute. Like he's stepping up to the plate.
He's the idea man.
Yep. We are next season. We are going to go down. This is our season finale. Also, I don't know if we told you guys that, but
ooh, season finale.
Yeah, because the end
is
of the year.
2-hour special.
Yeah, it's well. It's going to be a longer one.
It's
going to
be however long it is.
Until Aaron passes out.
Well, it's usually until we go off the tracks. So we've never. This is uncharted territory.
Until we go off the deep end, pretty much.
Yeah, but at least Aaron's already there. He's just.
I don't know where I am right now.
Josh.
You're at home.
Josh is always pretty quiet on the show.
I thought you said last time
Josh.
We didn't talk.
No,
we can't talk about certain things.
Certain things.
Yeah.
We will get to we will get to those things.
Those things will not be mentioned.
Because you know who will.
Why hasn't anybody gotten to those things already?
Because we're not allowed to.
We're warming. We're warming
yeah,
up. Right.
There are things we don't talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like.
Like
past that.
Hard
gosh.
Drugs and
sex,
child rape. I don't know.
Dude, cocaine.
Did you
that girl
that
we saw raped earlier?
I said we don't talk about it on the show. What the hell?
Not now.
No, there was one in Oceanside, a freaking sex trafficker.
Hey. Let's not bring the podcast
the show
down.
There goes the Japanese listener. It's like, fuck these guys. They mock me. All I did was try to listen to their fucking show.
So hey, they appreciate you, man. Or
yeah, please come back.
Well, man.
Yeah. Good luck with all the radiation.
Right.
Do you think it's Yuki?
It's possible. Actually, it's very possible.
Hi, Yuki.
Yuki?
How about...
Yuki's a good name.
That is a good name.
Japanese people have awesome names.
Yeah. Aki... I.E., not Spanish.
Yoshi?
Yeah, I like how they say hi all the time. Is it
hi?
Right? Or I?
I?
I thought it was like Shane or Chong or something.
Well, now we're losing the fan.
I think you guys are good for a while.
Racist.
This
is what,
what
they say
so
a lot, right?
This is when we go off the tracks.
This is not racist, guys.
Are we done?
No.
We can go a lot further.
Yeah, that's barely pushing.
This is entertaining.
All right, so we're off the tracks, but we're not quite in the river
yet.
We've only offended one race. We've got many more to get to,
and
we've got plenty of time to do it.
Figures.
I'd actually like to talk about how we know everybody in the room, because usually when we have a guest, we talk about how we met them or
the history. Yeah.
Yeah. Josh, who cares?
We've heard that story.
Go listen to the fucking episode.
Really, like,
we all we know Josh. He'll be
2.4 A and B. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Yes, he will be on more. Sean, fucking, we grew up with Sean.
I'd be one of the first guys I met when I moved up to North County.
Well, I think you introduced Aaron and I actually.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I don't quite remember who.
I don't remember. I don't remember either.
If you remember it that way, I just remember all of us hanging out. I mean,
yeah, well, and what it was is 12
years ago.
You introduced me to Mike Harriman, who's been on the show before.
Yeah.
And then from there, we went and started hanging out with Mike Trevison, who's been on the show. And we'd hang out right in front of Baskin Robbins, like, every fucking weekend. And that's where that's where a huge group of people would meet up in the beginning of the week, and then we'd go find a house to go crash. Like, so I'm pretty sure that Aaron was in one of the groups with
BRC.
I was
Tom.
Gonna say that was the
Tom and BC?
That's when I met you.
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas was the
BT. BT.
BT.
That's
yeah.
when I met you.
Yeah, that was nutty.
And Aaron was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it was.
He was like,
he was.
No, I mean he was, because like he was just like a cocky son of a bitch. Like,
was Aaron
only,
an asshole? Really?
You don't fucking
no.
Yeah, it was.
Dude,
I don't remember Aaron being an asshole.
It was worse.
It was bad.
Fucking, there was definitely times where I don't know. You just had an attitude about you, which
mm-hmm.
all of us
back
did,
when we first were hanging out. Is this?
Oh yeah, dude.
I don't even remember this.
Yeah.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And I remember you getting in many arguments and just spats with different people over pointless shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like back in the day, pre-accident. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, that's different.
And ever since the accident, things your whole fucking personality changed. We've never even talked about that on the show. But
no.
That's.
Hi guys, this is Aaron. We edited the next part out. We don't usually edit, but we did it in this case because it was kind of offensive to multiple animal species, and it wasn't cool. Anyways, back to our show.
For the record, we'll edit that out later.
Yeah.
No.
I had an incident. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Fucking, he fell. He was in the fucking hospital. That's all you need to know, is the dude was in the hospital.
And we're back. I fell. I had a stroke. I had to learn how to walk again. It was kind of shitty. And back to the show.
Fucking changes the dude. And ever since then, he was a lot nicer of a dude.
Yeah, and I started...
Like, call him dude.
The dude.
Anyway, this was a story about how you met Sean.
Well, this
is
a story.
Yeah. Well, you get
still confused.
All right.
Welcome. To
anyway, I think this guy kind of introduced you guys somehow. But,
well, yeah.
Okay, oh wait,
Austin Ellis or something like that. BL?
Take the reins, Aaron.
Alright, yeah, okay.
That's right, y'all.
Well, I'll start from the beginning, like an origin story. I moved up to Poway, where we're all from.
P motherfucking town.
Exactly, P Dub. Sean is one of the first guys I met. And we just, by osmosis, we start hanging out with Jeff, Josh, we just start hanging out.
Music.
Exactly. I went to high school with Sean, so that's a different dynamic, would you call it? It's a
different genre.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys went to a different type of high school, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're in a different, you know, what do you call it? A clique.
Well, it was all dudes high school, right?
Well, yeah.
So that in itself fucking is a little different than the rest of
high school.
Yeah, see, pretty that's much. A little yeah, different than
most people.
And you just lost the game.
There goes our game. There goes the Hillcrest vote.
That sucks.
But we just hung out. It's pretty much where we're from, Poway. We just hang out. There's a group that we just hang out with.
Poway was pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, we went to Catholic school, and even though it was all guys, there's all girls school right down the street.
I'm a failure. That's
there's whores.
It was basically the same.
It's Catholic school girls, and they're basically whores.
It was the same exact thing as regular school, but it was too much.
We didn't mess with uni. What the hell?
I don't know. That's the only all girls school.
That's not all girls school. It's not all
school.
That was co-ed. We hated that.
It's an old douchebag school.
Yeah. You know why they changed their name? They changed their name to Cathedral and they moved. You know why they did it? Because our high school had a cheer at basketball and football games. It'd be someone go 1, 2, 3, and their name was Uni.
Fuck
and we'd be
uni.
Like, fuck Uni. That's the reason. I swear to God, that's the reason they changed their name.
I don't think
it's because of us. It
fuck
is.
Yeah,
it is.
They're scared of
Aaron
us.
Aaron knows why.
No.
I don't know if they're scared, Aaron.
They're scared.
About
fuck those.
They're scared. They're scared now. Fuck Cathedral.
Welcome
and
to
he lost
cast.
The cathedral.
Seriously.
You gotta remember, you might have
been the gays.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Merry
Christmas, everybody.
Not Catholic school children.
Yeah, for the record, I did say we were going to count down our top lists of lists for 2011.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, so we'll just stop. We'll talk about all the people. All
right, well, let's go around the room. Next, what's her face?
Yes, I have a face, thank you.
Yeah, how is she connected?
Yeah, how is she connected?
Yeah.
I think I'm sleeping with one of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a big surprise.
For 8 years.
Almost nine.
Yeah.
Wow, 9 years.
I know, it's,
it's
ridiculous anyway. I was there at the, with the origin story.
Yeah, at the commencement.
I was there the first night they met.
I was there too.
Really?
Josh,
were
you
there?
You were there.
Wait,
I was.
He was. No, he was. He was.
Atlantos?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
When
was this? How long ago was 9 years ago?
It was.
I was a senior.
It was like, you were up in LA. But yeah. But I know, Josh was there.
That's
why. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the story goes, Harriman and I were living together at the time.
Yep.
And,
see, I was around for that. I remember at your place.
Well, Lando called us up, and he's like, which Landon is one of our friends, and he's like, hey, you know, why don't you cruise over? And we're like, well, are there chicks there? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, there's two chicks over there.
And Christina is one of the chicks?
Mm-hmm.
How romantic.
Oh, I don't know. She was one of the chicks, and Harriman and I, in the room, well, before we actually headed out, Aaron can probably attest to this, but I called the blonde.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I was like, because there was a blonde white girl there, and then we both got there, and immediately the blonde white girl went and sat on Harriman's lap, and Christina sat on my lap, that's pretty much history, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
9 years.
How sweet.
9 years.
What's really weird...
I know, he picked the blonde.
The crazy story... The crazy thing about us...
I like how you turned that around.
Is that, like, we... A lot of our friends were mutual friends, and we never really met, so, like... That's probably the weirdest thing, is that we spent however many years in the same city, and we both grew up there probably, like, 2 or 3 miles from each other. And then, you know, never even met until you were underage. So I will not be disclosing that information.
That was only for that's like gonna a few be edited months. Out. I was only 17 for a few months.
You got a lighter? Oh, like a that's on podcasts.
Oh my god.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Next, Brutus, introduce yourself. Give him a story of yourself.
Yeah, I already introduced himself.
Yeah, we're talking about how we know everybody.
Yeah, that's what you got. You have to explain how you and Jeff know Brutus.
Well, okay. I can remember.
Right?
He's not going to say exactly when I remember meeting Jeff, but I can remember the first time that me, you, Jeff, well, I don't think Josh was there. We went to fucking Oz.
Tara was there.
Oz 2005. '04. Iron Maiden.
It was my first Oz.
Iron Maiden or Judas Priest?
I was hyping it up to you guys. I was like, dude, this is my first big ass fucking concert. I'm so stoked.
Fuck yeah.
I remember right
great,
when I got
great.
There, I got kicked out.
That's his MO at concert
place. And
really?
Like, did you get kicked
we
out?
We went to Gigantor and he got kicked out.
The party.
How did you get kicked out? How
did
you get kicked out of there too?
Is that why his nickname is Brutus? Because he gets.
Or was it just Chongo? No. Was it just Chongo? That was Chongo and Chili that got kicked out.
Oh yeah. I didn't. Yeah, with Megadeth.
Which are friends of Bruce.
Yeah.
Megadeth and someone else.
Trying to keep the
Megadeth, Open Air, Slam of God.
I don't know if anybody will be
able
to
hear seeing Megadeth. No.
Eric can hear you.
I don't think I wanted that.
Yeah, you were there.
Was?
Yeah.
And then Jordan.
Also
Jordan headbutted Chili.
Aaron's listening.
That was
fucking Megadeth. Air supply right now.
Air supply.
I was there.
If you listen to Air Supply,
we
need to talk.
Too many conversations over.
There's way too many.
Aaron's like, fuck this. Tripping out, man. I'm tripping out.
Anyway, yeah. So we knew Brew, and we went to Ozfest. What three? Did you? We went 3 years in a row.
Think
or is
it
just
two?
Two.
2 years in a row?
Judas Priest and the Iron Maiden show. That's how I see it.
I don't know.
Did we go to...
I don't know if I went 06.
Did we go to
I
Family Values?
05.
Did you go to Family Values with us?
Were you with Mary?
Yeah.
Well, that was
burned.
An Ozfest when she got burned.
No,
that was
Family
Values.
That was Family Values?
Yeah,
wait, what?
Let's tell that story.
Yeah,
so
you told me it
let's
was
stop
Ozfest because you guys
listeners.
Told me that story last
time.
So,
I picked
up
Mary
from the hospital after that.
So,
that,
well, let's tell that
story. That's
Iron. Do you get one of you want to cover it?
Well, he wasn't there.
Okay, no, you're talking about the Ozfest with Iron Maiden.
No, it wasn't
no you're wrong. I will cover it since you've had way too
you guys
years.
Are going to fucking
there's confused. A Family Values tour that we all went up to.
I wanted to go to it, too. I really wanted to go to it.
Stone Sour.
It was in the same area that the Ozfest usually is.
San
that's
Bruno.
Why it's confusing.
Ah.
But we had a few friends with us, and one of them fell into a bonfire that was in the middle of like kind of
no,
a mosh pit.
No, she was thrown.
She was
pretty
pushed
much thrown,
in,
and then
she
got
the,
fell on top of.
There
yeah,
was a
the
mosh
fire.
Pit around
a
the fire.
A mosher came
and
grabbed her
and
threw her in,
and
they got
she
knocked
had
out.
Very
by
bad
her
third degree burns on her fucking ass.
It was
grass.
Bad.
And, like lower back and had to get skin grafts and shit. And I picked her up from the hospital and she didn't give her right back to her house.
It was pretty fucking crazy, and I think every single year the riot police were there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That we were up there.
Yeah, they were.
And
dude,
every single year there were huge fires.
Ozfest 04 though was fucking like my favorite.
That was the year that the whole Motel 6 opened all
dude,
their
that
doors.
That fucking night was badass.
And you had a skeleton key, and that
oh
skeleton key was Ozfest! And you could just get into any room with that key.
It
just
was
fucking
a huge party at the Motel 6.
Yeah. It was,
that was so fucking badass.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best.
That was so
badass. Best shows. So, that's Brute. That's, and ever since then, we've kind of been musical, fucking, just about anything musical, we'll try to invite him along. He's definitely a huge, partier when it comes to music.
Yeah, we're gonna be taking Brutus on the road with Interim Divine the next time we go out.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
I
wanna be a fucking roadie or something, dude. Let's fucking do it up.
Hell yeah.
I hear that every day. I
want to
be a roadie.
This guy's dedicated to music in the most satisfying way. He just fucking appreciates it on a really solid level, you know? It's honestly interesting that...
supporting my friends and shit, you know? So.
Well, it's interesting that you're not a musician because you're so into music, you know?
Well, I mean, I... kind of.
Have you ever thought about it?
Played a little bit of music, but not that much. Like.
Yeah. You ever thought about like starting a band or anything?
No.
No. Roids really. Live.
Roids Live.
No idea.
Roids Live.
You gotta have an idea to make it happen, right? So that's not everybody.
Really, like, you know, other shit.
That's awesome.
That is everybody.
How you doing,
Aaron? I'm doing fucking great. What do you want?
You're staring at your beer bottle.
What do you want?
Like, in the chair.
Contemplating if he should keep drinking.
He's going for it.
He's rocking in the chair to be like, let's test and see how much is in there. How much is sloshing back and forth.
It's a good beer. I've never had this before.
What is it?
Caliber.
Caliber.
It's brewed by Guinness. Fuck.
What's a Guinness beer?
Oh, shit. It's non-alcoholic.
Are you serious?
Cut the commercial.
Yes, Sean, I am serious. That was a non-alcoholic beer. But the one in my hand right now isn't. Silver Bullet. Yeah. Well, speaking of sponsorships that we don't have, our commercial's coming up. A little bit different than the ones you usually hear, the improv mashup thingamajiggers. This one's more of a public service announcement, if you say, but not by us. By a good friend of the band, an inspiration, you would say. Just listen to it, enjoy, relax, and remember that the guys get the shirts.
This is the order of business. No t-shirts on stage. You understand that? See the shirts that everybody's wearing? T-shirts. And everybody... Where's the guy at the end? The Luke Song home player. Who's missing?
You weren't wearing a t-shirt.
No, I know. No, but the other guy on the end had the t-shirt.
Yeah,
t-shirt!
I'm sorry.
Didn't I say shirts?
Yep. I thought he was covered.
You thought eight things tonight. You're on fucking notice, John. I gave you a list. Get half a list that I gave you with cues and everything on it. Okay? The guys get shirts. Don't make a fucking maniac out of me. The guys get shirts. Do you understand? We're not going to be as strong as our weakest link. The guys get shirts. You understand that? This is like football, baseball, like anything else. The guys get shirts. That's just the fucking way it is.
Gotcha.
You first start with getting your goddamn list correct. So there's no confusion. When I write something down, it gets exactly that.
Should happen.
Now, what are we going to do about these cutoffs?
My way cutoffs? I'm kind of waiting for you.
What did we discuss at the last meeting? I was going to take I'm Not Anyone. Is that correct? I was going to do that one. You're going to hold the cord and cut it. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what are we going to do about my way? I'm walking around waiting and waiting. And you finally give it. And where was everybody cutting off with you?
I don't know. Evidently, they were watching you where they should have been watching me.
Look, but you were doing it.
I did it. I did.
What's it going to be, guys? Who are you watching?
I suggest they watch me. I'll watch
you. But you were the only one to watch.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this. A pilot is in a plane and he's landing. He not only looks at his instrument, but he looks at the fucking runway to make sure it's there. What do you look at? Who are you watching? Where were you guys on the end of my way? Graham, what happened?
I was late because I usually watch you on that.
If I'm not doing anything, and he throws... Do you remember the last meeting where I said, a vow of due taken and ended, except for I'm not anyone, I'll give I'm not anyone. Do you all remember that? If my arms aren't up and he's the only one, why wouldn't you take it from him? What is the confusion of...
Hey!
We're back! Yeah.
We're back again.
Oh, jeez.
And Aaron has a real beer this time.
Yeah.
Yes, we've all restocked on
non-alcoholic.
Silver Bullet.
Provisions. And I hope you enjoy your non-alcoholic beer. And our new sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly.
Drink non-alcoholic.
That's pretty responsible. And you could probably drink that and drive.
Yep, exactly.
No, there's still an alcohol.
I think there's
content.
Still a little bit in it. So yeah. If you have 12, you can't drive. If you got like 10, you're good.
If you drink 12, you've got a pretty full blast.
But I think you, if you're drinking 10 alcohol, non-alcoholic beers, you have still have a problem either way.
I like how you slurred that one out. Added to the comedic presence.
I was being subtle with it. You have to explain the joke and shit.
That's what I do best.
Yeah.
My motto, man, a joke explained is the best kind.
Yep.
So, let's move on with the podcast. We fucking... This is our last episode of the year, and we've got big plans for next year. We're going to go down to Occupy something, and then we're going to interview people, and we're going to have plenty of more guests, and probably some more episodes of just...
We're gonna try to up the game.
Yeah, well, that's what Aaron keeps saying. I keep saying...
Any
we're
musical
just,
acts?
Well, what do you mean? Like...
Like, just say we're in here just chilling and then just, you know, play like a song or two.
Like
we did at Missy's.
On the podcast?
Exactly. Like
we
did
we're going to try to incorporate more of the live. Like, listen back.
Maybe bring in other artists as well that aren't associated with us.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've put a call out to other artists in the past saying that we'd gladly play their music and... You know, we like to hear all different types of stuff, and we'll analyze your tunes to the best of our knowledge and give you our feedback.
Not that ours matters.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna... We're definitely not critics, but...
Opinions, though.
Yes.
So, but, yeah, so stick around for next season. This episode is completely off the rails if you've gotten to this point.
Yeah.
You're a fucking trooper.
Yeah, congratulations.
Aaron, why don't you take it over with that subject we were talking about?
Alright, guys, non-alcoholic beer.
Awesome.
Always look at your beer before you start drinking it. Because sometimes when you don't look at the beer, it's going to be it's gonna be non-alcoholic.
Exactly. Who keeps non-alcoholic beer in the fridge?
That's right.
I mean, somebody had to go out and buy that.
Let's put a twist on that rule. Anytime you're going to put anything in your mouth, let's look at it first, okay? Let's stick with that one.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
That's we'll just lay that across the board.
It's cool. It doesn't matter.
That's like common sense.
That's safe.
You would think so.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Aaron,
what
it's
that
not
is.
Common sense to Aaron, though, because he puts the non-alcoholic beer in his mouth.
I'm trying to say,
good.
But, yeah, I had no idea until I looked at the fine print.
Oh,
always read the fine print.
Exactly.
What the fuck? It's just non alcohol.
So he was gonna drink that beer and think he was done over the rails.
All right.
I think we are all fucking way off the rails.
All right, let's get on the rails.
All right, you bring us there.
That's great. Let Aaron drive this ship, huh?
Let's talk about general. Everybody in the room.
Iceberg.
Let's talk about the year that we had. How is everybody's year?
Oh, wait, you said something about the lists.
Hey, how about you not step on the fuck I'm talking about?
Holy crap. Oh,
man. Aaron's getting aggressive, man.
I can take you.
All right.
I think we're about to have a little wrestling match right in the middle. All right.
Jeff,
now we've offended women.
How is okay? Not okay.
That was your one woman listener. She's gone. Yeah.
All right. How is your podcast season slash year, Jeff?
We're good. Actually, we played a lot of shows in the band. We've done a lot of music in behind space, and we've moved really, really far. Actually, this year, the podcast being big on Stitcher and not so big on iTunes is actually cool. And I just think that this year's been really fucking pretty damn good for starting off kind of shitty.
Yeah, well, the last year was kind of crappy.
Well, if you go... I went back and listened to some of the earlier stuff, and it's pretty funny to hear some of our plans back then, so...
I didn't listen to the plans. I just listened to what we took, like... The start.
We announced the album multiple times. And
that was dates. That
yeah.
was pretty funny.
So we learned our lesson on that and not putting dates on our releases.
But I noticed that our last podcast was very comedic light.
What do you mean?
We are not joking around as much.
On the last one?
Yeah.
Well, the last one was more just getting to the business.
Yeah, it was like bing, bang, boom. This is our business. That's not fun.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So are we moving on to the next one?
Josh, how was your year?
My year was fine.
My year was fine.
So Aaron's gonna edit out all that beginning part.
It's just gonna be
my year is fine.
I don't edit shit.
Like, why is Jeff not talking?
There's just like cuts in there.
Yeah.
There's not much editing. So Josh, what did you do this year? You went on tour for the very first time.
Just right here at the end of the year, went on a winter tour with a good way to close the year, obviously, and it's gonna be a good way to shoe in 2012, but went on a winter tour with Spine Shank throughout the Northwest. And yeah, the year's been great. Played a lot.
You got to accomplish
of...
some dreams this year. You got
exactly.
to get visit
Bruce and Brandon Lee's grave in Seattle. That was amazing. It's something I've always wanted to do, and so I'm very fortunate. Hey.
Just
was able to,
the Japanese
list. You know, mark that off of my bucket list. But yeah, got to play a lot of cool shows this year. Met a lot of new friends, and you know, put out our first record. House of the Broken came out in May, and entered the studio to record another record.
Huge year, dude.
Yep, things have been looking up, so hopefully it keeps following that, you know, into the new year. So.
Yeah, dude.
You know, we got to play with you guys this year, and that was awesome.
I hope you guys get signed, and I hope you guys get fucking massive.
I hope we just
of money, and
I hope we just touch people. You know.
I hope we
touch the people the way that the bands that I've loved in my life. You know.
Tell me where the bands touch you.
On the doll. Point it out.
Uh-oh.
On the doll.
That's Dr. Aaron. We got Dr. Aaron in the house.
So, good year.
I love how Josh can have such a long explanation.
Good
that
year.
Was great and everything. He says one wrong thing in there and jumps
off. Welcome to Behind the Space Cast.
Behind
Space. What about you, dude?
It's your
Sean?
Oh, I don't have anything near as interesting to tell you about.
Christina, what about?
It was fun.
Damn.
Did you do any
such exciting stuff? You know, like you never know what's gonna.
Well, don't you work for like
Skynet?
Pretty decent
I
job.
You work
like,
for Skynet.
You do some pretty interesting stuff, right?
I guess so.
Conglomerate.
You're a porn director.
Patriotic porn.
Come on out.
I'm not a porn director.
I'm sorry.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It was a joke, guys.
No. I'll tell you though, when I was going to school, like that was one of the that you could get that because I went to film school.
Oh,
like you get that straight out of film school. There's so many porn jobs, and I knew I was like, I can't handle being on set. At, like what are these? And I knew a guy that I had him edit a couple of my projects.
You're like, I just have to jump in front of the camera.
No. Trust me.
That's what I'd be doing.
I know.
True story.
That's funny.
I can give you some phone numbers if you want to, you know, have an
opportunity. I've got some
to do
phone
that.
Numbers.
You should handle it. But anyway, there's a lot of jobs when you're first coming out, and I, no way.
But you're pretty comfortable with where you're working these days.
With the way things are these days, there's a lot of people out there looking for jobs. So.
Fuck yeah.
Jabs.
You gotta take what you got, and I can't complain. I mean, they take care of me. It's,
what are you doing right now?
I work for one of the Skynets, as Aaron says, which is here. He actually also works for a big company. A
big, giant
company. We can't actually talk about them.
Yeah,
we
don't
can't
talk about the company.
We don't want them to come down
I can tell you about that
podcast.
Yeah, we got black helicopters coming down on us.
We talk a lot of crap about...
Secretive.
There's certain things that we talk crap about and certain things that we don't. Like, if you've got a thing... Like, if you want to talk shit on Mario Lopez... Dude, you got...
Fuck! Mario. But Aaron gets to talk shit on everybody, so how did... Well,
Aaron's the one who's constructed the list of people that are on the
show.
See, that's where... The, okay.
I got the Bobby Brown, fucking Mario Lopez,
Chris
Brown. Yeah, all that. All the motherfuckers.
So you have
Chris
a list
Brown.
Of people that you hate.
That,
but there's only what, one or two companies...
You should use the whiteboard for it. That's what
I
should,
that's what I should do.
See?
What about you, lady?
Wear it out.
What'd you do this year?
Weird Al's cool, man.
Are we going around in a circle?
Yeah, we're rolling around. It's the ladies' turn.
I got to experience some cool new things at my old job. I got to help see how a museum exhibition is put together, which was really interesting.
That is awesome.
And then I also got to quit that job that I was really unhappy with, so that's pretty awesome. And yeah, I don't know, that's about it.
Whenever you get to quit a job, it's always a good feeling.
See, mine wasn't even that
interesting. If you got another job lined up, but getting
fired is shitty, but quitting a job saying fuck y'all when you
fuck
have another
you,
thing
fuck you you're cool
exactly that is a, that is a great
you're
feeling.
Cool fuck you
it's literally one of those damn the man's I don't need you. You know, it's a great feeling.
It was a great feeling.
Exactly.
I was there for 2 years, and by the end of it, I was just ready to get the hell out of there, and so I did, and I'm grateful. Now I can do other things.
Mm.
It was a good year. I mean, you were in it. You know what happened.
I was in there a little bit.
You were there.
I was in there.
Jeff was there.
We're pretty busy.
Jeff's
people.
Been there for the past 9.
No, not yet. Oh.
Almost. Oh,
almost
9. I'm sorry.
Almost 9, not yet.
It's a long time. When are you going to pop?
That's the question right there.
That's
the one I always get.
Why don't you guys just get married on your 10-year anniversary? That'd be
that's
awesome.
Like a year and a half away. You got plenty of time.
Come on.
Man.
How about on the 10-year anniversary of Behind Space Cast?
Oh, wow. When did you start Behind Space Cast?
That gives me about 9 more years.
Jeff, I think by then they like 14 to be married. Like, wait a minute, you guys have been living together for 80 years. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. We've had this discussion. We don't know if California still has a
I don't think California
does
it. They don't. Most of the other states do, but California.
So if they did, I think we'd be married already,
yeah.
Technically.
How do they consider that?
It's a certain amount of years.
I remember because
I was dating a chick for almost 5 years. It was 6 years, I think. And I was like,
And then
you can file
pretty much.
That's about when it went to
shit. What's up, dude? Josh is
two conversations going on again.
We do have two conversations again.
I'm just trying to explain common law.
No, it's fine. Well, if you're siblings or something, I don't think they make you get married. If you're siblings, maybe we'll go to the common law website. We'll discuss this after the show.
Do you have internet or something? You don't got internet right now?
Yeah, we do have internet right now.
It'll take too much
time. What about you, Brute? You're up, dude.
What'd you do, sir?
I went to fucking jail.
Yeah.
That's how you guys set it up. You put Josh, he's been really good. Mine was just shit.
Once or
twice. Christina's got a little better, and then Brute is like, the greatest
maybe,
one we're going to hear.
Five times this year?
You went to jail 5 times this year?
Undisclosed. Maybe.
Fair enough.
Maybe 4.
No deaths, because he's obviously out, so.
No deaths.
That's a story right there.
Maybe animal death.
Regardless of that, I got my license back.
Wow,
oh, nice.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
I don't drink and drive anymore.
That's awesome.
That's good.
So, none of those going to jail was for drinking and driving, thank God.
Did you learn your lesson?
Some of them were for drinking, yes.
After 5 times?
Drinking and driving.
I gotta ask, did you learn your lesson?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did.
I'm not gonna do that shit again. Yeah, it was fucking
stupid.
Fair enough. And you were locked up in the San Diego area?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always awesome.
Yeah.
The man's got your balls.
Loads of fun. Loads of fun. How long were you in for on each one? If you don't want to talk about this on the podcast,
well,
dude, just say so.
Most of them were just drunk at Publix.
Okay. So that roots back to me saying what a music fan you are. Because if you're a fucking huge music fan, that's what you go to jail for.
Being drunk at Publix.
You're fucking.
One of them, I was actually with a couple of friends, and it was the night of the big San Diego blackout.
Okay.
And
we've talked about that on the show.
And me and my friends thought it would be really cool to go to the top of a building in the middle of a Poway just to see what Poway looks like with no lights and shit, you know.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. And just so happens that the cops had to roll up on us. And yeah, we spent a night in jail. And we kept fucking telling them, we're like, what the fuck? Come on, you guys gotta be fucking kidding me right now. There's gotta be other fucking shit going on.
Right.
Then you fucking with us being on top of a fucking roof, you know, drinking a couple beers. And me and my other friend, one of us was drunk, but the other two, me and the other guy, we only blew like a .03 and we weren't even like drunk or anything. And they still took us to the fucking drunk fucking tank. It was fucking bunch of
that's bullshit. Crazy, man. Because we talked about that blackout. And
bunch of bullshit.
One of the things that we brought up was that, like, if I was a crook or burglar or,
yeah,
you know,
dude,
like, I would be gearing up and fucking
yeah.
heading out.
That's
and,
what I was saying.
So
it
why the
like,
fuck are cops messing with you guys?
Riding right now or doing some fucking bullshit fucking stupid
well,
shit.
Highway cops don't really have a good reputation.
Nope.
Yeah.
Josh and I have gotten lucky, but...
Can we fuck?
I think that was Poway Cops.
You got lucky by Poway Cops?
Well, but we didn't go to jail, so that's pretty fucking lucky.
Alright. I was going for a different joke, but it's cool.
I know. I wouldn't allow it.
Jeff turned it around on you. He's like, he ain't this
much
podcast.
I'm more sober than you are.
He's a fucking Jedi Master with the fucking tricks.
I had to mention Star Wars at least once.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to get sports
shit.
In there?
No, yeah. Fuck, like... No. Go Lakers.
Sports.
Go Lakers.
Lakers got their ass kicked the other night. Last night?
Yeah,
it was a preseason game, but they kind of got their ass kicked. I don't know.
What do you mean preseason? Like, the fucking season's like already over.
No. It's
they just got off strike.
It starts
know,
on Sunday.
The season starts on the 25th.
Like, what? Like, 10 games now?
On Christmas?
No. It's
yeah.
66.
Are they trying to, like...
The first day of the season is Sunday. And they played a preseason game last night, and they're playing
oh,
on
no,
tomorrow night.
The
Lakers and the Clippers. And the Clippers kind of kicked their ass, even though it was a preseason game.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Nobody tries
I
in preseason.
It.
I don't know, man.
Sports.
What about football?
Sports are cool. No matter what anybody else
I really
says.
Fucking want Tim Tebow to fucking lose to the Chargers.
Fucking asshole.
Win another one.
Yeah.
And we can have the Raiders lose again because the Raiders suck.
My God.
Raiders
they
suck.
They have gotten their
Redskins. Am I in a room full of Chargers
so
fans right
yes.
now?
Yeah.
What
I'm a Redskins fan, but I want the 49ers to take the championship this year.
What are you, a Raider?
I hate the Chargers.
No, you want the Redskins?
Sure.
My favorite team's
the
Redskins, but they're not
going to
make
like
the playoffs.
I like
the 49ers, I want them to...
Y'all are fucking traitors. You should all be a Chargers fan.
49ers
have been... I have respect for the Chargers, but I've always... I've
I hate the Chargers.
You're a fucking
Redskins
traitor.
Fan.
I love
the
Chargers.
All my,
sports.
My
love
family
Chargers.
Side is from the East.
I hate Philly.
What about
Virginia?
Aaron?
What?
You didn't talk about your year.
Oh, my year?
Yeah. What
oh,
the
yeah.
fuck,
what
man?
What the fuck did you do this year?
Okay, I was living up in Los Angeles at the beginning of the year. I moved to San Diego, and I work for a big company right now.
Skynet.
Oh, computer went to sleep.
Dude, you mentioned them in the computer, just fucking...
Oh God, they have tracking me.
They somehow have controlled the sleep button on your computer.
Anyways.
He's falling asleep.
But this...
just
my
like
actually, overall, my year was pretty good, except for like a little 3 month. Break in between the good and the good. There's a little 3 month break of bad.
Was that
but,
when you're living with my band?
Yep.
It was that bad? That terrible?
Yeah.
Dude, you were living in like fucking an awesome place. So.
Yeah, but that's
replay.
But other
it was, apparently.
Peripheral things around there were not good.
Oh, replay?
Peripheral. He thought you were an asshole. That's really what he's trying to say.
He
didn't thought,
with us.
Yeah, he thought. Yeah, well, I've been an asshole for plenty of time.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that was established in season one.
Oh, so you guys, how many seasons have you had?
Two.
Yeah,
two?
We're
this
moving
is
on
second
to season,
season
three.
Season.
This is
three.
The crescendo of
so
our
how many,
podcast.
Like, the crescendo.
Things
are in
the
season. How many casts are in
the
season?
Last season, we were just kind of feeling it out, and I think we ended up with six or seven recorded and five or four that actually got out there. because some of them we didn't actually post, and some of them were lost, and we talk about that on some of the shows. But they were only half an hour then.
We're on season two.
Yeah.
This season two.
Okay, well, how many are on this?
This See, one's been 10.
Well, it's been like 11 or 12 because we have a lot of two-parters.
But those are one episode.
Season finale.
That's what this is right now. Everybody,
so we have to have a cliffhanger, right?
We will have a huge cliffhanger at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're going to fight. Intrigued. We're going to start like punching people. It's going to be cool.
No spoilers, though.
Aaron's gonna start punching people. That's gonna be a season.
Yeah,
I don't know about this. Is this why you guys call me into the podcast so we can beat the shit out of
We
it?
Are on a cliff right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
We say cliffhanger. We may not be so being so metaphorical.
So how about that lists?
All right. Well,
damn, you are just like you are such a consumer.
Yeah, you wanted.
It was a joke. Lady, it was a list of the list. Because every single radio show
out
there.
Is that supposed to be a topic or something?
Every single. Oh my lord.
No. We'll get. We'll have.
I find the listeners at least.
Wait, Jeff. We'll find the middle ground. All right. Out of everything, music, movies, TV, whatever the fuck.
We're not doing a list. Don't make us do a list. I'll quit this fucking show right now.
Let me talk. What is the best thing you guys have listen, watch, whatever, to this year?
Should they list it off?
No, just one.
Best okay. thing?
Give me one.
The best thing? I'm
yeah. watching? Music,
got
TV.
My list today.
What?
No, of entertainment.
Music, TV,
like
movies,
your best
whatever.
Album of the year, your best.
Oh, the thing, something that I'm trying to name.
Like, yeah, like the best thing of the year, whether it's music or a movie.
Music.
Or, you know.
Media, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, entertainment. It could be an awesome porn that you saw. Like that new Avatar porn that's out. Like 3D.
Shit's
porn?
Weird.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. But.
Wait, don't they have sex with, like, their tails or something?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but.
Oh, my bad.
Thanks for spoiling it.
Jeff, that was, like, 8 years ago, man. I thought you can't have no spoiler alert, but it's, like, 8 years.
8 years ago.
Brute's still thinking. It's a tough question.
I can't really think of anything musically that came out this last year that I really, really, really am really impressed with. As for a movie,
there's still time.
I can't really.
It's spent too much time.
For the record, have you
I
heard?
Spend that much time.
Have you heard Divided by Design CD yet?
No.
All right. So
well,
just wanted to put that on record.
Night,
that was not in the running for the list.
No, that was
it could
great.
Be though.
So that may be
House
on
of
next
the
year's list. House of the Broken is a fucking awesome addition this year.
It's like top
yeah,
five.
So
it's Mars. Like top five though. Not top five.
I think I was listening to it in 2010 though.
Yeah, you were.
So
before anybody else.
What about you? Favorite show, favorite thing of the year. We talked about Community. Community was really
yeah.
good this year.
Yeah, it was.
What's Community?
The show?
Community.
Joe McHale.
Oh, Joe. I like Joe McHale.
Yeah.
Dude, watch the show. It's great.
The show is pretty. My parents like to watch The Soup all the time. If I could record that shit.
Yeah.
It's on NBC. Well, it's not on TV right now, but it's on Hulu. It's all
Hulu.
Up on there.
There you go.
That's
it's
NBC
all
show.
Up on there.
It's an NBC show, so they put all this shit on.
But it's better it's than TV any show. Other TV show you're gonna watch right now, pretty much.
Are you thinking?
Oh yeah, best podcast behind Spacecast.
Oh, sucker!
Kiss ass.
I'll allow it.
I like it.
She stole what I was gonna say.
What do you got, Sean?
I was going to say the podcast, but Christina stole that from me.
Such a liar.
Oh, you got to come up with something quick, then.
You could skip him.
I have no idea. It was maybe the, well, I hadn't seen Divided by Design until this year, so that was definitely
is
how
that
right?
like the same thing? The first time you saw us is this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've only been
and
around
I've been
this year.
To three shows
last year
this
too.
Year.
Oh, we weren't around last year.
2010, the end of
the were, because somebody was telling me a story about how you were playing a show in, like, July 2010.
Yeah, you guys got together, like, right around July of last year.
I don't think we played many shows, though.
No, but...
I think we started playing shows in 2011.
Yep.
I've got the calendar.
Yeah. Would you mark them off?
No, the internet logs them.
Oh, yeah.
Skynet.
Keep track of the days. Skynet. It's all Aaron's fault.
That's like Terminator shit.
Yeah.
That's
what
exactly
it is.
That's
why
Aaron's just like
to,
it.
Yeah.
They're taking over. It's
do you
cool
know that there's electrical boxes that are called Terminators?
What do they do? Terminate people?
I don't know what they do. I haven't figured
yeah
that part out yet.
Well, you should probably check into that, because I don't know if I want to be around boxes that
terminate electrical systems, probably.
That's a good assumption. Josh?
Entertainment?
Anything, dude.
Just one thing.
Music, movies.
Consumption in general.
Dark Knight trailer doesn't count.
What was your favorite meal of the year?
No.
Tell them about that ballet that you
you know, there's been some great records that have come out this year, you know. Divided by Zion. You know, Mars. Let me see. The new Stain record's been amazing.
You told me about that.
Five Finger Death Punch, I really enjoy their new album. The new Korn is different. It's got the dubstep stuff, but Jonathan Davis still doing his thing. It still sounds good, all in all. And, but to say the truth, my favorite thing in entertainment, as sad as it's going to sound, you guys will probably give me shit. And
the shot heard around the world.
I'll probably get laughed at, but I really, and my favorite thing of entertainment this year, I really enjoyed Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
I actually
very,
like that
very,
show.
Very good show.
I like that show.
Very good show.
I haven't watched any of it.
I want
season
that man's life.
Heard
not
of
his life, but the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Beautiful home, and he just walks into any place and just says whatever he wants to do, and he gets it all handed to him.
Yeah. No, that's a good show.
Yeah,
I like that show.
No, it's a good show.
It's an interesting
you know,
choice for the number one thing.
They've got a nice family. You know, the kids are smart and seem well put together. So, yeah.
I think probably...
I really enjoyed it.
There's a few things that I like this year, like entertainment-wise, but if I had to nail it down to like one thing, I'd probably... That documentary that Harriman suggested to me on his show... I just railed through the whole all three seasons of that show that he suggested.
Railed, dude.
Fuck yeah, railed through.
Straight horked it.
In one
snooter.
One fucking shot. And it was, and that's thumbs up the show. It's on vice.tv or .com. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
Vice Beta.
No.
Isn't
it
no?
It's vice.com.
If you really need to get to it, it's vbs.tv. That'll
right.
That's a you know it'll
it's a
link to
site.
It. That's via VBS dot titty. That's different. So
she's
anything
old,
else? We're
well,
flailing now.
I'm trying to think. The best TV show. Well, the best TV show is Breaking Bad. I saw this year.
I gotta agree. Breaking,
I like
Bad,
Breaking
is,
Bad
is probably the best show on.
Yeah,
television.
That's a crowd favorite. And
I thought everybody was watching The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead,
I never,
is good this year.
That,
I've never seen it.
I've
never seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it. It's good. I mean, there's not as much zombies as there should be, but it's
that's
good.
Why I like it. So
I hate zombies.
I like the storyline
like
shit.
Zombies.
Is it what they say, like the best telling of a zombie story that there's been thus far?
I think it's pretty damn good. I honestly think the best telling of a zombie story was the day after
Dawn
of the Dead. That was it.
28 Days Later was pretty good.
28 Days Later was alright. 28
Days Later was a good one.
They had
28 Days Later was one of the first features, major budget features that were shot on digital.
That's kind of how
were they, was
that's
it
shot on The Walking Dead happened.
No, that was shot on
like,
the
just
like
the same principle like
XL2
the guy wakes
okay
up and
shot on the Canon XL2 which was one of the premier digital cameras at the time. Took a mini DV disc so you can plug straight into to a computer and edit. And that was one of the first ones shot completely on that.
But Walking Dead is like well written and it's filmed like a movie, so
It would be nice to see them throw some more budget at them so that we could see more badass zombie kills, but yeah. But they paid off at the season finale. I've said it multiple times.
No, I'm good.
So,
movie wise, there's been shit movies this year.
I like Conan.
I like Drive.
Immortals was good.
Drive
was.
Oh, yeah,
good.
I wanted to see that one.
Wait, Sean, did you see Drive?
I did not.
You
I,
got.
I rarely go see movies in the theater. I went to film school. I'm an absolute disgust to people I went to school.
Dude, if you went to film school and like the old theory of shit, go see Drive.
He's I'm suggested
sure.
it multiple
I'm
times.
I'm sure. I will Netflix.
Who was in that movie?
That Pretty Boy.
Yeah, Pretty Boy. Ryan Gosling. Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy.
Well, that's where he like drives for the robbery.
And what's his face? Albert Brooks. Wherever he's from. It's a good movie. It's very slow and methodical, but it's very violent and very exciting.
Violent.
It's supposed to be. I haven't seen it, so I'm just speaking from what I've heard around. But it's supposed to be very like. It's almost a throwback to 80s action films, but done in, like, a new way. So, imagine, like, you know, Scott... If you ever saw Scott Pilgrim, like... That
versus
was their...
The world.
Yeah, it was, like, a video game movie.
Not know? Really.
Yeah, I saw
some Let me finish what I'm saying, dude.
All right, go ahead.
Fucking dick. No, no the... I'm just saying it's... That as a video game movie compared to... Other video game movies, like I'm not saying the style of it, but like it's taking the genre and doing it totally differently, you know? It's like putting a new spin on an old genre.
It's very subtle and like not it doesn't hit you over the head with themes or like plot points. It's very subtle and very methodical.
Aaron liked the movie.
It was
I can tell.
You can tell.
I haven't heard
it's the first thing he hasn't insulted tonight.
Right?
And, well, music-wise, other than the obvious Intro, Divine, Divided by Zion, Behind Space, Mastodon had a great album come out this year.
Is that the one that was on?
We were playing playing it earlier tonight.
Yeah, I did like what I heard.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Metal to the finest.
All right, we're done. Metal to the finest. I think we're fucking done.
They're gonna quote that shit on their website. Fuck yourself.
You think they're gonna say that, Aaron and Jeff?
I think Aaron should start his own podcast. What can't Aaron rant about?
Yeah. That'd be an awesome quote though if you see it on a book cover. Aaron and Jeff of Behind Space approve this book.
That's what we're aiming for, right?
You'd sell one copy in Japan. That's
I don't know what the fuck we're aiming for.
No, we lost Japan.
No, they're still here.
If we were aiming for anything, this threw us off course. Huh? Like,
so do people have to
this threw us way off the bullseye. Like, this episode.
Decide whether or not
no.
This is
no. This is no worse. This is no worse than it was the last time. Hold on. And you guys said that one's trying to rent.
At least you guys have a theme.
It's entertainment. People are just chilling, just laughing at these fuckers. Like,
no, he
doesn't. Well, hopefully nobody takes us too seriously.
If anyone takes us seriously, they take the wrong thing seriously.
They can take the music part seriously.
Yeah.
I like music.
Music sucks.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's underrated.
She seriously likes music.
She's serious.
This
like
fucking thing's
music.
Over.
Is it?
This thing is crashing to the
wall. Oh, is it?
It's the wee hours of the morning.
Smoking.
Oh, shit, it's 3 a.m.
Oh. I think we're done, folks.
I think so, too.
Hey, guys. Hey, we had a great time tonight.
We had a fucking great year of podcasting,
too. It was so fun.
Hooray.
Aaron's so trash.
It was so fucking
cool. We'd like to thank our sponsors, DFTA Clothing. And albumart.org, which is now
art for music, the number four, music.org.
That was the longest URL shout out I've ever heard.
That was it three times. But we're trying to get in all for this year.
Alright.
Fill the quota.
Let's fill the other quota. BehindSpacesMusic.com, DividedByDesign.com, InterimDivide.com. Any other .coms?
.nets.gov.
No.
.me. No. All right, I think we're good.
I think we're
you
good.
You want to take us out, dude?
All right, guys.
Over and out.
Come on,
Merry
you,
Christmas.
You got
have a happy new year.
This is the
you guys
want to
watch out, because when we
wait,
slice...
Wait, where's the cliffhanger?
Shit. You ruined my vibe.
You've seen it before. We'll do
you
it again.
You had a vibe?
Yeah, I had a vibe, and you ruined them. Yeah. So, that was the episode. Hope you guys kind of liked it. It's kind of silly. I didn't listen to it until I edited it right now. It was alright. I'm not gonna give my opinions on it. I was drunk, people were drunk, things were said, stuff was spilled. Anyway. We will be back in about 2 weeks or so. We got a new season coming up, new things coming out. Should be exciting. We'll be having new artwork, new things to talk about. We got a new year, 2012, the final year according to some crazy people. Anyways, see you guys in 2012. Have a good one, and
see ya. Thank you.